If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So the mayor of Tshwane today, as well as the Minister of Water and Sanitation, did a wonderful site visit to the Rooiwal wastewater treatment works. We know that there's been ongoing work there. We understand this is obviously on the back of some challenges Hammanskraal residents have had with water. So let's welcome on the line Deputy Director General of Water and Sanitation Service Management, Resimati Matye. Thank you very much for making time for us. Good evening, DDG.
Good evening. I'm battling to hear you clearly. I don't know whether it's my line, but good evening to you and the listeners.
Good evening and welcome. So that site visit today, I just want to put it in perspective. Of course, everybody's been waiting to see how the Rooiwal wastewater treatment is going. That's one of the things you went to do. But one of the other things that you were doing is to come up with an interim plan for the residents of Hammanskraal, at least a plant that will be an immediate solution for those residents. We believe it will be something that will kind of give some relief around about September. Water supplied by Mogalis city. Just give us the background to that particular project.
Thanks, Samuel. The two activities were interlinked, as you may know. One was that sometime last year, the minister, Senzo Mtunu, and the mayor of Tshwane made a commitment to intervene to ensure that the wrongs of the past regarding the Rooiwal wastewater treatment plant are corrected. You may be well aware that there was a project or a contractor who was appointed back then to upgrade and refurbish that wastewater treatment plant of Rooiwal wastewater plant. That plant originally is supposed to treat the sewage or the effluent and discharge it to the Apis River, which then ends up in Luikral Dam. From Luikral Dam, that same water is therefore pumped and treated at Temba Water Treatment Plant to feed the communities around Hammanskraal. So since that project has failed and that the effluent or the sewage that after treated was not actually meeting the requirement, there were actually notices that the department was involved in to ensure that such does not actually meet the requirement. Then you know as well that City of Tshwane did give notices that the residents of Hammanskraal should not use the water from Temba Water Treatment Plant for consumption. Mm-hmm. So that commitment was to make sure that, those wrongs are corrected. Mm-hmm. Now, you also know last year a commitment was that DBSA will be the implementing mm-hmm. agent for that project. Mm-hmm. Those appointments happened late last year. Mm. They've now appointed one contractor, which is currently now on the ground, mm-hmm. to do mostly the general works, your concrete works, fencing, safety, and the like, then start cleaning some of the old infrastructure in terms of sludge to dislodge some of the oxidation ponds there. So today, the minister and the mayor went to do oversight on that part of the project. Mm-hmm. We also got an update, Pamela, when we were on site, that the second contract, which will deal mostly with the electromechanical works, mm-hmm. and this is mostly the electrical work, mm-hmm. the pumps, the changing of those, has been appointed, mm-hmm. and they will start in the next couple of weeks. And these projects are going to run in parallel at least for the next 12 months. Mm-hmm. This is to correct the functioning of the Rooiwal wastewater treatment plant. But then on your second question, which talks to the alternative solution to bring water to the residents of Hammanskraal, a commitment last year was that there will be a package plant, a package plant which should be constructed upstream of Temba, of Hammanskraal. Mm-hmm. This is a Klip Drift water treatment plant. So the commitment was that there's going to be a package plant of 50 megaliters a day, which will supply the residents of Hammanskraal from the back of Babilege area. Mm. At the moment, that area, Pamela, is supplied by Mogalis Water, mm-hmm. which is the entity of the department. It's currently supplying about 22 megaliters a day, but it's not enough to feed the area of Hamas Kraal. So the intervention by the minister was when this package plant is constructed, it will add 50 more megaliters, which will be now about 72 megaliters a day to supply the areas of Hamas Kraal, while Tshwane is currently upgrading and refurbishing the whole system of the Royal wastewater treatment plant, because this is originally what has been designed to feed the areas of Hamas Kraal. So it's more like a water circulation which could not actually meet the correct requirement. But the minister did a short turning today, Pamela, with the mayor. The contractor is on the ground on the package plant. Yes, there was a commitment to have the first 10 megaliters in place by March. Those deadlines could not be met because of the tender issues where we could not meet the qualifying contractor to do the work. But now those are things of the past. The contractors on the ground, the first 12 and a half megaliters should be start supplying the areas by September this year. So this is what the oversight was all about.
Okay. So the city of Tshwane, I know in this fiscus, has budgeted 150 million, and I'm assuming that's to continue work on the Royal, right? That's my understanding. This new project now, as you correctly said, you did appoint DBSA and you've collaborated as the department alongside DBSA to come up with other measures, like you've just explained now, that Cliff Drift package plant. Who's going to be funding that? Will that be your department that takes care of that budget, or how are you going to manage all of this alongside DBSA?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe just to clarify the two funding streams. The DBSA, Pamela, is only the implementing agent for the refurbishment and the upgrade of the Royal wastewater treatment plant. That funding comes from City of Tshwane, from their grant, and also from the part funding of a loan from DBSA. That fund is coming directly from City of Tshwane. So that is one part of the project.
This is now the Royal project. So the Royal project, DBSA will partly fund as well as be the implementing agent. And the budget that we've been told of is at 150 million, which is the one element. Is that correct?
Yes. Okay. So basically, Pamela, the 150, the whole project is actually 450 million.
Yes.
It will be done over a period of 3 years, because there's a lot of work that needs to be done. It's packaged in phases. So the first phase, which constitutes 150 million, is what we're talking about now. So when we talk the part funding, is that City of Tshwane is using their grant as security to ensure that they get a front loading from DBSA, more like a loan, which will be repaid back through the grants that they will receive from National Treasury. So this is how the funding model has been done, so that the work does not wait for the next 2 years for that particular funding. But that will come from the City of Tshwane fiscal. That is for the Royal Wastewater Treatment Plant.
Okay. And then this new Clip Drift package plant?
So the package plant is done by Mahalis Water, which is the entity of the department. Now, the funding for that comes from the department because, as you know, Mahalis is the entity of the department. It's actually a Schedule 3B entity, which means they're supposed to be self-sustaining and be able to make profit. Now, they're able to raise capital from their balance sheet. So the department actually moved the funds to ensure that Mahalis intervene in developing and constructing this package plant. The more water they give to the City of Tshwane, the more revenue they receive, and they will be able to push the money back to the department. So this is how the department intervene. But this funding for Mahalis is coming directly from, is appropriated by the department.
So obviously, let me just quickly ask you before I go to my next question. When are we hopefully going to see the taps run, based on the fact that we now have this package plant that we've started today? When are people going to have water in their taps?
As I said earlier on, the plan is that this package plant comes in four modules. So each module is about 12 and a half megaliters. So it means we'll have four modules to get to 50 megaliters a day, so 50 million liters. Now, the first package plant or the first module, which will bring 12.5 megaliters, will be in action. We'll actually will start supplying water by end of September, according to the plan. And then the second module, which will take us to 25 megaliters, will be in action, will be in line by end of November. So by end of December, we should be sitting roughly with an average of about 25 to 30 megaliters a day, which will be supplying the whole of Hamas Kraal, I mean, the portion of Hamas Kraal that is affected. And then the other part will be finished as early as next year.
So I don't know if you've also been conducting oversight on other matters. The city had committed to giving tank water, alternative water to residents. There's been many, many complaints about the fact that that water is not forthcoming. There were tender irregularities there. There seemed to be some corruption there. What have you been able to assess for yourselves as a department?
As a department, through our province, we have been monitoring the situation permanently. And of course, those complaints basically came through. But what gave us comfort, to say the least, was that today when the minister and the mayor did a stakeholder engagement in Hamas Kraal, the mayor did make some commitments to the effect that they've been made aware of such irregularities, especially when water tankers don't reach the dedicated communities, that they are going to put some strict monitoring system. Unfortunately, that process is run by City of Sanaa, but as a department, part of our technical oversight, because you may know that the minister and the mayor established the technical oversight. So in our monthly meetings, we do get updates from the team of City of Sanaa that they do monitor that. But it seems, although that is being done, the community still have issues that have raised, which the mayor and the district mayor took commitment that they will have such corrected on the ground.
Appreciate your time. Thank you very much for making time for us. Deputy Director General, Water and Sanitation Services Management, Rusimati Matye.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.